اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Okay, so respected brothers and sisters, welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem with the students of Sevier International School. And these sessions, as you know, okay. Yeah, these sessions, as you know, these sessions are held by IRIB English Radio and also in cooperation with Sevier International School Networks and especially the students of Sevier International School. So let's recite a salawat and start our class. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. So let's practice Surah Abbas. It's okay. عبس وتولى. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay. Participate, everyone. عبس وتولى.
عبس وتولى.
أن جاءه الأعمى.
أن جاءه
الأعمى. Page 585. So أن جاءه الأعمى.
أن جاءه الأعمى.
Okay, so we have an hamzat an. Is it hamzat al wasl or qat'?
Qat'.
An. It has harakat, right? Wa ma yudrika la'allahu yazakka.
Wa ma yudrika la'allahu yazakka.
Okay.
لَعَلَّهُ
لَعَلَّهُ يَزَكَّى
لَعَلَّهُ يَزَكَّى. So next one. أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ
أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ
فَتَنْفَعَهُ الذِّكْرَى
فَتَنْفَعَهُ الذِّكْرَى.
So we have أَوْ. Is it Hamzatul Wasl or Qatr?
أَوْ قَطْر.
قاتل حمزة القاتل. أوكي. يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. ألف لام واصل. أوكي. Now tell me, الذكرى is it ظل, is it شمسي or قمري؟
الذكرى شمس.
Moon letter or sun letter?
Sun.
Sun.
Because it has تشديد.
Yes, I didn't see.
Yeah.
I didn't see.
Sun. So فتنفعه الذكرى. Okay, now come to this. Come to the next ayah. This is very important. Amma man istaghna.
Amma man istaghna.
The first one is hamzatul qat and the second one is hamzatul
wasl. So, great. Now this is an important thing.
Yes.
Remember that if we have hamzatul qat, the harakat is clear. Either it is fatha, kasra, or dhamma.
Yes.
Or sometimes it is sukun.
Yes.
Yes. But when it is hamzatul wasl, this is important to guess what harakat should we add or put on the top of it, bottom of it, okay? Or bottom of it. Either fatha, kasra, dhamma. This is important. So now, for example, wait. Amma man. So if I start the word alif, hamzatul wasl there, then sin, ta, ghain, noon, alif, maqsura, okay? How should I read this one?
I don't understand you.
Wait, I mean, how should I read this word after man? There's one word.
Sukun. It's saken.
Should I read astaghna, istaghna, ustaghna?
So it's saken.
Istaghna.
If I want to read this word.
Can I say saken and alif? Can I
say saken, yes.
It's istaghna because here you said that if with alif lam we should do al.
But we don't have alif lam.
Yeah, then we should do istaghna. Istaghna.
Why kasra?
Allah knows.
Allah knows why kasra, yeah?
Istaghna. Because there's no lam.
So have this one, okay? Okay, wait. Have this one. Let's go to the next ayahs. I will come and tell you, okay, why. So, next ayah.
Because alif lam is here.
We don't have alif lam, mister.
What?
We don't have alif lam here.
No, because if we have alif lam, we should do
al. If we have, we don't have.
Then it's il. No, istaghna.
But we don't have alif lam.
No.
It does not mean when you have alif lam, you have fatha. When you don't have alif lam, you have to.
So can I say why? Because before it, we have noon and noon have.
Because sin is.
No, noon does not.
Because sin is gama, moon letter.
No.
Fatha.
Because Allah knows.
No.
Yeah, Allah knows. Only Allah knows.
Okay, remember. Okay, this word is a verb. Verb.
Ah, verb.
I told you about nouns and
verbs.
No, about nouns and articles. Yeah. In articles, alif lam, we put fatha. In nouns, we put kasra. But this one is verb. We put a kasra. But why a kasra? We choose, okay? This is verb. In verbs, we have three, remember. We have three options.
Yes.
Three things to remember. Mahdi, remember this? This is important, okay?
Yeah, you remember.
So, the harakat of, we are talking about the harakat of Hamzatul Wasl and verbs. Yes. This is verb, okay? This is verb.
How can I understand that it's a verb?
Oh, this is a little difficult, okay? Because you need to understand, you need to learn some, for example, morphology and syntax, sarf nahw, okay? No problem. Remember, if it is not with alif lam, okay? With alif lam. One of these options you do, okay? One of these three options. Either you put a kasra, dhamma, or fatha. But when kasra, when fatha, or when dhamma, remember, if we have alif, wasl, hamzatul wasl, then we have one letter, which is sakin. Mm-hmm. Okay, after hamzatul wasl, the other letter is sakin. Mm-hmm. For example, istaghna, next one, ibn, ikhtilaf, ithnain. Look, the second letters are sakin, yes? Mahdi, yes? Feeling sleepy today.
Sir, I woke up at 8 o'clock.
Oh, no problem.
I-9.
Okay, so remember, Hamzatul Wasl plus a sakin letter, plus the third letter is important. The third letter tells you, should you put a fatha or kasra or dhamma, or use a fatha or kasra or dhamma with alif or Hamzatul Wasl. Which letter? The third letter.
Yeah,
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now, go to this word. Amma man istaghna, hamzatul wasl, sin, the third letter is?
Ta.
What is the harakat of ta?
Is fatha.
So we have to use?
Fatha.
So we should say astaghna?
Yeah.
Astaghna, right?
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
But that's wrong. Correct. But that's wrong.
Istaghna.
But that's wrong.
Istaghna.
Oh, remember.
So it's verb.
Okay, first recite a salawat, then I will tell you.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Once more time, correctly. Recite a correct salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. Okay. So, remember if Muhammadiyah, Mahdi, Hadi, Minhal Hussein, everyone who is listening to us.
Four people are
remember listening. That if the third letter, we have Hamzatul Wasl, a second letter after it, then the third letter. If the third letter has a Dhamma, you use a Dhamma with Hamzatul Wasl. You say, oh. For example, Uqtul.
Udkhulu.
Okay? Udkhulu. Unsur. So remember, al-dhamma. If the third letter has a dhamma, you use al-dhamma with Hamzatul Wasl. But if The third letter has a fatha or kasra. These two are together. Fatha or kasra. You use a kasra with the hamzat al-wasl. So kasra and fatha are together. With fatha and kasra, we Miss, use fatha and kasra. But with dhamma, we use dhamma.
Sorry, I have a question.
So, now, come to this word. Come to this word. Alif, hamzatul wasl. Then sin, saakin. The third letter has a?
Fatha.
Fatha. So if it has a fatha, what do you use with kasra? Istaghna.
Sir, I have a question. In reading,
he was correct, but he didn't know the meaning.
Yeah. Now, no, in Surah Al-Hamd, you say, Malik yawmiddin,
إياك
نعبد وإياك نستعين. Next one.
إهدنا الصراط.
مالكي. إيه. مالك. إيه. You want to know what مالك means.
Look. مالك. Listen. إه. دي.
إيه.
So حمزة. Next one.
ساكن.
ساكن. The third letter is دال. Does it have فتحة أو كسرة؟
إه. دي.
إه. دي.
It has دي.
كسرة.
So if you say it is كسرة, if you say it's كسرة, so you have to use kasra with hamza.
Sir, if you want
do not
to...
say, do not say ahdinas. Do not say uhdinas. Say ihdinas. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'inu. Nuhdina surat al-mustaqim. But when you read it, when you start from the word, you have to put a kasra. Why a kasra? Because the third letter has
something.
Kasra. Why istaghna? Why do you say istaghna with kasra? Because the third letter has fatha.
Yes.
So if fatha or kasra comes there with the third letter, you have to use kasra.
And dhamma comes, special.
Oh, dhamma, Mr. Dhamma is special. Okay? So let's read some words, okay? Let's read some words with fatha,
sir,
kasra.
Somebody's sleeping here.
Somebody's sleeping here?
Yeah.
Why is someone sleeping here?
Go.
Sir,
go.
I have a question. It is hard. Amman, we should see the third letter and then we should read this.
No, if you connect. Listen, if you connect, okay, he has a question here. So remember, if you connect the letters or the two words, okay, man, istaghna. If you connect together, you skip that hamza.
Yeah.
Alif, hamza tulwas, you skip. Quickly, you join the previous letter, okay, the previous letter and the previous word with that scene.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man istaghna. It's easy.
Mm?
Yes.
Man istaghna.
Man istaghna. You do not say man istaghna. No.
Man istaghna. We can't.
Hamzatul wasl. You forgot. Hamzatul wasl tells you that you can connect it. You can skip it.
Yeah. Leave me.
Wasl me.
You just go. Leave me. Throw
okay.
me here.
Let's read the next words.
Leave her.
Okay.
Leave me here.
Let's go and read the next ayahs. فأنت له تصدى
فأنت له تصدى
okay. فأنت حمزة القتل yes حمزة القتل
قتل
okay. next ayah وما عليك ألا يزكى
وما عليك ألا يزكى
why do you say يزكى يزكى Allah, okay. There is Hamzatul Qatil. Don't say Hamzatul Qatil. You will remember. I mean, you will. Your memory will save Qatil, okay?
Yes.
Not Qatil. So, thank you so much.
Yes.
God bless you, inshallah. We'll continue the other differences of some Hamzatul Qatil, okay? Even I have.
Sir,
my memory has saved Hamzatul Qatil, okay?
Minal
Hussain, what did you do with us? So thank you so much. We'll be back inshallah after reciting a salawat. But before,
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
With thanks, IRB and CBO.
Always happy. No, listen up. First, we have to give thanks to Allah Almighty first and foremost. Alhamdulillah. Then, thanks to IRIB English Radio. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa
jil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان